Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today on this wonderful radio station, and we're here to give you another word from the Lord. Those of you who are listening in and have tuned in, we had a wonderful time on our YouTube station on yesterday at 7 o'clock. And for those of you who would like to tune into that, we are usually there every Sunday at 7 o'clock. We are having our services, and we just thank God for those of you who have been tuning in. And for those of you tonight, I appreciate you allowing me to come into your home, and it lets me know that you are seeking something from the Lord. Amen. And so we are here to give you a word. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. We have been praying, and we have always studied so that we can bring a quality word and not just something that just fills the atmosphere. And this is what is needed in churches today. We need a quality word. Amen. If you will notice that traditional preaching is going out of style, traditional preaching, we need more of teaching than we do preaching. I'm not knocking preaching. Amen. But Jesus has said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. And preach, that basically means to proclaim the gospel, to speak, to prophesy the gospel. Prophesy does not mean yea and speaking in tongues. It means to speak in English, to speak in an understanding voice, not necessarily English, but to speak in a language that is understandable to the people in whom you are talking to. And so this is great, and we thank God for that. Amen. I will give you a mailing address at the end of this broadcast, just in case God touches your heart and you decide that you want to sit down and write a word of testimony to complete a blessing that God has for you. Sometime, amen, the very thing that we need to do to complete the cycle that God wants us to complete in order for him to open up that window, glory to God, is the very thing the enemy fights you from. So I encourage you. That's all I'm going to do is encourage you. Two things. Number one, sit down after this broadcast is over. Drop a line. You can do it on an index card. You can write a letter. It doesn't matter. But a word of testimony of what you feel, whether you like it or dislike it. We'd love to hear from you. Secondly, you need to call a neighbor if you're not listening from your phone and let them know that we are on the air, because this just might be the word that they need for today. A neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, a family member. Amen. You never know, and especially for you. So we're going to get right on into the Word of God here, and we're going to come from 1 Kings, and our topic is going to be a connection, a spiritual connection. And if I can lay a foundation before we get started, let's pray first. Father, we thank you right now for these who have tuned in right now. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the wonderful people who have made it available to us. We ask that you guide us right now as we go forth in delivering the Word of God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. The anointing of God shall flow through these airways, and someone's prayers are going to be answered. And someone, amen, is going to get uplifted. Yokes are going to be destroyed, oh God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Kings, the 19th chapter is where we're going to start. But let me lay a foundation, because God laid this upon my heart, amen, in one of my morning prayer hours. And he was speaking to me, and the word came, and we must understand that in order for us to survive, in order for us to live, in order for us to be blessed, in order for us, or any of us, amen, to be in the perfect will of God, then there has to be a mentor. There has to be somebody that's mentoring you that is anointed. And if I can say this, it's not necessarily all the time the person in whom you've chose. God is going to connect some people spiritually to your life that's going to uplift your spirit, that's going to guide you, that's going to correct you, that's going to put you on the right path, that's going to get your mind cleared of past mistakes, past errors, past things. Amen. You're going to start looking for the latter rain, and that the cankerworm, primerworm, amen, the locust has destroyed, God is going to restore. He's going to connect you with people that's going to take you by the hand spiritually and bring you to a point of anointing that he has called you in. Amen. Do not please allow the enemy to put you into a spiritual position that does not comply to the anointing that God has for you. Glory to God. Sometimes everybody wants to be a pastor now. We see the glamour and we see the glory, but there's a lot of work and there's a lot of headache and there's a lot of persecution, there's a lot of affliction, there's a lot of hatred that goes along with that. Amen. And if you're not willing, and if you are not prepared, if you're not called into that, you will not have what it takes to deal with it. Amen. But there are those of you that are listening to me right now, there's an anointing in your life. There's a power that God's going to take you to. And in the process, the blessings are going to come your way. I just read this morning about Habakkuk when he said in the first verse, first chapter, I believe it is, in the fifth verse, he says, those of you who are in the heathenistic stage and you are congregating, he says, you're sitting there and you're thinking nothing is going to happen. He says, but I'm going to do a work in your day. Though you see it, you won't believe it. And this is what God is saying today. Amen. If I could get it over to you, if I could put it in your spirit, in your mind, understand, if your heart is right, your mind is right, glory to God, and you want to do the right thing, God's getting ready to do a work in your life that when the world sees it, when your enemy sees it, they won't even believe what they're seeing. God's going to do it. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. But there has to be a connection not only with God, but it has to be a connection with a mentor here on earth. You must understand that principle because they are going to guide you to where you need to go. Let's go to 1 Kings 19 chapter, and I'm going to read starting at the 19th verse. And he departed, talking about Elijah, thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing the 12 yokes of oxen before him. And he with his 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Now that was very interesting to me because Elijah was minding his business, but Elisha had a spirit in him that God recognized. But Elisha had no thought that God would use him in this manner. And God led his mentor because he knew that Elijah, the prophet that he called, it was his time to depart, and he had to have a replacement for Elijah. And God chose Elisha, not Elijah. God chose him. How many people did Elijah pass coming? How many people, amen, that were still in the church? But he went out and God chose somebody who was minding their own business in their field, working their field. God sent the man of God there. And the Bible declared that when he sent him there, glory to God, that something took place that let Elijah know that God was dealing with him. 20th verse, and he left the oxen. Amen. Well, let me back up. He says in the 19th verse, he said, and Elisha passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. cast his robe upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, amen, for what have I done to thee? Glory to God. What have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took the yoke of oxen and slew them and bore the flesh therein within and the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people. First thing that Elisha did at the first inclination or implementation of his calling was that he gave what he had to the people. He sold out for God and gave what he had to the people. I'm here to tell you something, and I know that I am going to probably rock the boat in many of you all's lives, but the key point of it is when God has anointed you to pastor a church and he has called you to do just that, amen, he has called you into full-time pastoring. I was talking to a gentleman the other day who was a preacher. He says, you know, Pastor Morgan, he said, it's hard to be pastoring full-time and then got a job. And I wanted to let him know that if you work, you're not pastoring full time. Amen. You're sharing your time with the work, the secular work that you do. When God calls you, he calls you because he wants your full attention, because there are things that he wants to set in motion. And he calls you into full-time pastoring, which means that that's all you do for the Lord is lead his people. Amen. And Elisha set the stage at first when he gave unto them. And they did eat, and he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. The first sign, amen, of you going into the fullness of your blessings with God, amen, is God will send you a mentor for you to minister to or to take care of. Glory to God. Oftentimes we sit under somebody and then we have our mind focused on doing our own thing. Amen. But you cannot lead if you do not serve right. You cannot be anointed to lead right and you haven't served right. Glory to God. You get mad, Mr. Pastor. You get upset. You don't want to do this. You've made up in your mind you can tell him what you want to tell him, and you rebuke him and you say things and so forth and so on. And then when you get upset with him, regardless of what you think he may have done or may have said or may be going in the wrong direction, then you leave, and the next thing you know, you're starting your own church. And now you want people to submit to you. How can you, I mean, this is ludicrous. This is something that blows the mind of ministers in a sense. How in the world can you expect for someone to submit to you in humbleness and humility and serve you when you did not do it to your leader? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And therefore, when you think, the Bible says, you stand, take heed lest you fall. And he said, these are people who testify of me, who raise their hands and give me the glory, who raise their hands and call themselves. But you cannot give perfect glory. You cannot perfectly praise God if your heart is not right and you haven't served right. Glory to God. Now let's watch, because let's watch what Elisha does here, and I want to read down. Now we're going to 2 Kings, the second chapter. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elisha went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elisha said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went on that. They went down to Bethel. Look at the attachment that Elisha now has to his mentor. His mentor gave him, amen, how can I say it? It wasn't an order. It wasn't an ultimatum. But his mentor told him to do something. And he replied back to his mentor, you are going down there by yourself when I'm called to minister unto you, to watch your back. When I'm called, amen, to be by your side. And if that's my calling, then that's what I must do, and I will not leave you. Amen. How many people can say that when it comes to the person that God has connected you to? Every person, listen, I don't care who you are, where you are, when I hear that there are those who have nobody that watches over them, nobody that they receive instructions from, then I just about fully understand that you're most likely out of the will of God. Amen. But this man says, I am going to follow you wherever you go because this is my calling. I'm not so caught up right now with what God's going to do with me, and am I going to take your place? But my calling, every person has been assigned an anointed person. If you are called in any of the five ministering gifts, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, or teachers, you have an anointed leader, head, or a father in the ministry, a mother in the ministry that nurtured you where you are, glory to God. And therefore, your servitude should be to them because whatever and however you serve, that's how you're going to be served. You must understand this principle. Amen. Now, Elisha was connected to Elisha spiritually. Spiritually, they were not gay. They were spiritually connected by God because God had orchestrated a plan, and he says Elijah is going to take Elijah's place because now Elijah's time is over. Glory to God. When God chose David, he did not go in the kingdom and find somebody. He did not choose King Saul's son. Amen. He went into the field to somebody who everybody thought, amen, was not even eligible to be a king. No way they could be a king, but God doesn't look as man looks. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Now, I want to say this. I want to pause and say this because you hear me teach this tonight, and I'm sure you heard a lot of these scriptures before. Amen. But one of the things that I found out in my years of ministering, and that is a lot of times we sit up under the word and we hear the word and we rejoice over the word, glory to God. But every good pastor always leaves the pulpit and always asks the question, how many people actually got it? Because it's one thing to get it in the service. It's another thing to carry it home with you. Amen. And it be with you when you're at home or at work or at Walmart or wherever you may be. Glory to God. Because then it has penetrated your spirit, which causes a change in you. And anytime you see people shouting and praising God, that doesn't constitute that there is a change in them. God is looking for people who have changed. He uses people who have changed. You cannot bring your childhood or your unsaved lifestyle or attitude or mindset into Christ Jesus and expect
for him to use you in a mighty way. It will not work. Amen. And so the blessings are held back. The blessings, glory to God, that comes through in the process of you submitting are held back. I want everything God's got for me. I know you want everything God's got for you. And so it's time to buckle down. Let me tell you something. Even when I had a leader, I had to take rebuke. I had to take chastisement. And a lot of it I know I didn't deserve. A lot of it I did not do. I was accused of a lot of things that I know I did not do. Amen. I was faithful at times. I was faithful all the time. But then there were times when, amen, they didn't want me to be faithful, left me, glory to God. And there was just so many things that were done. I can't tell you all here, and I don't want to tell you all of it, glory to God. But the key point is everybody was asking me, why am I still there? Why are you still there? Why are you hanging in there? Why don't you leave? I would have left. I have left. I would have been gone long before then, glory to God. Why haven't you done that? I wouldn't have took what you took. Amen. You don't need to take that. Are you his flunky? Are you, you know, his whatever? But something down inside me would not allow me to chastise my leader, and it would not allow me to leave the ministry. And I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now. God was stretching me and testing me to see, amen, how much pressure could I take, because he had a great work in store for me. Glory to God. My first pastorate was showing me, was teaching me how to pastor. Nobody showed me. I had to learn the hard way. I had to be crucified by my own people. Glory to God. I had to be ridiculed by my own house. But God will show you, and sometimes you look and say, well, look, I wouldn't have took that. But then the case is, you got to understand what Jesus took for you. We have to understand that principle. It was a connection there that I had to deal with in order for God to bless me in the plan that he had already prepared for me. There's somebody that's listening to me right now. God is getting ready to elevate you. You feel that anointing. You feel it when you pray. You're feeling it now when you're hearing my voice, glory to God. Oh, yes, your heart is in the right place. Amen. Your mind is in the right place. There are some of you who may not be in Christ like you need to be, but there's a conviction. And don't frown on the conviction, because all that means is that the Spirit of God is still talking to you. But you're getting ready to move into, glory to God, a dimension that you don't even expect, glory to God. You're getting ready to do that. Stay where you are. Serve, amen, whom God has connected you with. Don't separate yourself, glory to God. Don't, amen. Don't spend years of ministry going nowhere. Amen. Connect yourself back to the one that God connected you with, because your future, amen, your training lies in that person. God wants to use you. He wants to pick you up. It don't matter who you are, where you are, and what you don't have. Stop looking at what you did and what you don't have and where you fail. Glory to God. And you know, you feel like you can't get up. Stop having a pity party on yourself. Stop looking down when folks look at you, amen, thinking that they see where you came from. I used to do that. God had to get on me big time. And let me tell you something. I thank God for doing it, because nothing changes the plan of God in your life when your heart is right with him. When your heart, I don't care, you can't, if whatever you did doesn't change the plan of God in your life, when you can look back and repent and get it right with God. Amen. There are great things that are about to happen to somebody sitting in a car riding down the highway listening to this voice. Amen. I don't know who you are, and it's a female, but God is getting ready to do it for you. He's getting ready to do it for you as I speak. Glory to God. There's somebody sitting in their living room listening to this. Amen. God is getting ready to do it for you. I don't know whether you're male or female, but look, like I see you sitting there, and I can't bring out your face or your agenda. Glory to God. But I see the computer. God is getting ready to do it for you. Connect yourself to your anointed person. If you've broken off, reconnect yourself and let God flow where he needs to flow. You only got one life to live. Your age is going. You're creeping up on you. Amen. Time cannot be regotten. Glory to God. But if you do it quick as you can, if you do it now, if there's a conviction, do it now. And if there's not a conviction, hang in there, because God said, amen, 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years. He'll take one day, amen, glory to God, and cause 1,000 years worth of blessings to come in that one day. But if there's rebellion, amen, 1,000 years of waiting to God is just like one day. Glory to God. Let him work for you, because this is what he wants to do. Elisha followed Elisha everywhere, and he would not turn back. And Elisha turned and asked him, what do you want from me? What do you want God to do? What do you want him to do for you? What do you want? Amen. And he said unto Elisha, he says, I want a double portion of your spirit. I have left everything. I've sold my stuff. I've given it to the people. I followed you. I've ministered unto you. I've took care of you. I've brought you water. Amen. I submitted to your leadership. Glory to God. And I've did it faithfully. I've did it out of my heart. Glory to God. I did it because, amen, I felt the leading of God to connect, that he had connected me with you. You are my mentor. And so if you ask me this question, I understand that you are supposed to be taken up by a whirlwind, and I do understand that I am going to be the one that God appoints in your stead, and I need a double portion of your spirit, because when I take your place, that means that there's somebody, amen, who's going to see me do your works, and they're just going to say that's just a copycat. But when I can do, amen, a double portion of what you've done, then they're going to know that it is God. He says, I want a double portion of your spirit. I've seen your spirit. I've analyzed your spirit. Amen. I've seen the God in you. Amen. I've seen things happen. And Elisha had faults too. Because Elisha wanted to die. He wanted to give up on God. He got tired of running from Jezebel. He got tired of all this. Amen. He was human. And that's another thing people must understand. And I understand that for somebody who's listening to me, you are human. This is a word for you. You are human. You are not a super spiritual person. Jesus was in the flesh. He became human, and he went to the God and said, take this cup from me. I can't take it. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He felt pain. He felt agony. He felt shame. On that cross, he didn't have no ephod around his waist. He was naked. They shamed him. But look where he is at this point. And God is getting ready to promote you beyond measure. Amen. And if you know it's you, just say amen where you are and watch God move in your life. Find your spiritual connection. If you already have it, serve. Serve faithfully, glory to God. Even though things may not be like it's supposed to be, it may be wrong, it may not be connecting like it needs to, but you're still serving faithfully because God is getting ready to turn things around. It's about to turn around for you. Shifting, a shifting is taking place. Amen. It's about to turn around. You watch what I tell you. Glory to God. Not many days hence, before this year out, some people that's listening before this month out, you're going to see significant change in not only your lifestyle, but in your spirit. It's going to happen. Because God's going to connect you, people. My time is gone. P.O. Box 492 is my address in Cordial, Georgia, 31010. Amen. I thank you for listening, and I hope this penetrates your heart even tonight when you sleep. I pray, God, let it meditate upon it and let them dream upon your word. Give them a vision and give them a dream of what we're talking about in Jesus' name. I thank you. God bless you until next week. I say God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer. Amen.